Hey, welcome to another episode of Retirement Made Simple. I'm your host, Kevin Lum. I'm a certified financial planner based in Los Angeles. And this podcast is dedicated to helping a million people have the tools they need to retire without worry. So I had a client who hated paying income taxes. Not surprising, I think most of us do, but he really hated paying income taxes. And he had structured his entire financial life around reducing the amount of tax that he would have to pay. And so as he approached retirement, he came to me and said, how do I have retirement income that is also income tax free? And so I wrote down for him five types of income that you can have coming in, or five income sources that you can have in retirement that will not have income taxes, or potentially may not have income taxes. So the first source of tax-free retirement income is actually something most people qualify for, and that's Social Security. When Social Security was first instituted, for almost the first 50 years, there was absolutely no tax on Social Security. And then beginning in the 1980s, a little bit of it began to be taxed, and about 8% of people had to pay tax on Social Security. Now that number has jumped to over 50% of people will be taxed on their Social Security payment. But if you're really smart in how you go about planning your retirement income and you don't have a ton of money sitting in a 401k or an IRA, it's very possible to structure your retirement income or your Social Security income to avoid paying almost no tax on that Social Security income, but it takes some careful planning. It's more complicated than what I can cover in this video, and I actually have an entire video where I walk through the taxation of Social Security and how you can reduce that taxation. So I will link to that in the show notes. But the first source of tax-free retirement income can be Social Security with proper planning. The second source of tax-free retirement income is using a health savings account. Now, there are some caveats that you need to know about, but I think a health savings account is one of the most underutilized resources for having tax-free income in retirement. Now here, let me just give you a quick primer on a health savings account. So you have to have a high deductible health plan to qualify. But if you do, and your whole family is on the plan, you can put $7,850 a year, $7,850 a year as of this recording, in your health savings account. Now, here's the trick. It is not one of those use it or lose it plans. You don't have to spend it, and then you can invest that money, and you get a tax deduction on that $7,850. The money grows tax-free, and then in retirement or whenever, you can pull that money out. And as long as it's spent on a medical expense, it's completely tax-free. But here's the trick that most people don't know. You can pay yourself back for prior medical expenses. So if you open up a health savings account and then over the next 20 years, you start paying your medical expenses out of pocket, instead of using that health savings account to pay for those expenses, 20 years later, after that account has grown, and it's probably grown quite large if you've invested it well, you can then write yourself a check out of that account paying for those past 20 years of medical expenses, as long as you've tracked and kept all the receipts. You want to make sure you have a good record. The other thing to note is that you can use this for medical expenses in retirement. So you can use it on Medicare premiums and all the other medical expenses that you're going to have in retirement, because even with Medicare, it can be a big expense. You can also use it on long-term care. It's a very flexible plan, and all that investment money that you've earned completely comes out tax-free as long as you use it on a qualified expense. The other thing that's important to know about an HSA account is if, you know, you get to age 65, you invested really well, and now you just have a ton of money in this account that you will never spend in healthcare, you can pull it out just like it's an IRA. It's not tax-free, but you can spend it on whatever you like when you pull that out at age 65. The third source of tax-free income in retirement is the sale of your home. So if you have a home that you've had for a while and you want to downsize to maybe a smaller home, you want to get a condo, you're going to do like all my family did and move to South Florida or one of the other warm spots that people move to. And when you sell your house, you make a profit, you are allowed to keep a chunk of that profit completely tax-free. Now, there is a caveat. You have to have lived in the home as your primary residence for two of the past 5 years. But for most retirees, that's not going to be a problem. If you are single, you can pull out $250,000 in capital gains tax-free. If you're married, you can pull out $500,000 in capital gains completely tax-free. So let me give you a scenario. Let's say you bought a home 20 years ago and you paid $100,000 for that house. You are married, filing jointly. All that money comes out tax-free. But it's possible to pull out much more than $500,000 completely tax-free. Here's why. Let's say you paid $100,000 for a home 20 years ago. It's worth $750,000 today. So it appears that there's $650,000 in long-term capital gains, So you're going to have to pay tax on $150,000 of that income. But if you've made improvements to the house, which I'm guessing you have after living in it for 20 years, and you've tracked those expenses, you can increase your basis. So instead of the capital gains starting at $100,000, if you can prove that you've made improvements to the home over the years, let's say you put $100,000 in, you know, fixing up the water heater and a new roof, and all the things you do to a home as you live in it, now your basis isn't $100,000, it's $200,000. So if you sell it for $750,000, you might only have $50,000 in long-term capital gains. And so it's very important that you keep track of all the things you do to the home. Anything improved in your home, keep track of it. You paint the house, keep those expenses locked away. If you improve the roof, keep those expenses locked away. If you put a new garden in the back, you know, landscaping, whatever, keep track of those expenses, because all that will raise your basis when you go to sell and help you pull out even more money completely tax-free. Now, the next source of tax-free retirement income can be municipal bonds. Municipal bonds are issued by your state or your city, and they're often, you know, to build roads or schools or things like that. And if you invest in a municipal bond, they can be tax-free at the federal level. Now, there are different types of municipal bonds. You've got to make sure that they qualify, but they can be tax-free at the federal level. And then if you buy one offered by your state, for example, if you're a resident of California and you buy a California municipal bond, they're both tax-free at the federal level and they're tax-free at the state level, which can be a huge bonus. Even though you may receive a lower coupon rate for a municipal bond, the tax savings can make it actually worth more than a much higher paying yield on another instrument. Now, this is important to know. The income from your municipal bonds, while it's completely tax-free, it does get counted into the formula used to decide whether your Social Security income is taxed or not. And so if you have a lot of income coming in from a municipal bond, you're thinking, okay, I've gotten around taxes. This is perfect. Tax-free Social Security, tax-free municipal bonds, I'm done. It's not quite that easy because they're going to take the income from that municipal bond and it's going to get added into the formula to decide whether your Social Security is going to be taxed. So even though you're paying no tax on the municipal bond income, it could cause your Social Security to be taxed. And so you want to be very careful how you use municipal bond income, but it is a source of tax-free retirement income. The other source for tax-free retirement income, and this is the one that most of you already know about, and so I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but it's qualified Roth distribution. So if you have a Roth IRA and a Roth 401k, and you've been contributing to it, and that amount of money in that account has grown, and so now you want to pull that money out tax-free, as long as it's a qualified distribution, primarily meaning you need to be 59 and a half, there are a few other caveats, but if it's a qualified distribution, that money comes out completely tax-free. And it's one of the more underutilized strategies for avoiding tax in retirement. One of the biggest mistakes that I see people make is that they put all their money into a 401k when they're in a fairly low income tax bracket. And it would probably make sense for them to forego that. And it might more sense potentially to put your money into a Roth 401k as opposed to a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k rather, or using a Roth IRA over a traditional IRA. Now, it's really hard to give up that tax break, right? Because the money that goes into your traditional 401k, your traditional IRA, you get a tax break. But that you get a tax break today, but then you're going to pay taxes on that money in the future after that account has grown. And it's possible that you may actually be in a higher tax bracket in retirement than you are today. So you're getting a tax break, a low tax bracket, and then paying taxes in a higher tax bracket. It's one of those things that when people come to me and said, which should I put my money into? Should I put my money into a traditional IRA or to a Roth IRA? I always say, it depends. But I do think for the average person, you should put as much money as you possibly can and can afford to into a Roth IRA. If you're in a very high income tax bracket, then you want to go ahead and max out your traditional 401k first, and then contribute to a Roth IRA using either a backdoor Roth or using potentially a Roth option in your 401k plan at work. But that's another video where I'd have to go a bit more in depth. And then finally, I promised you a bonus idea at the end. I have another video that I just did on this, so I'm not going to go into it too deeply. But you can take money from a long-term capital gain or from a qualified dividend completely tax-free if you are under a certain income limit. So if you're single and you earn under, this isn't quite the right number, but basically if you're single and earn under $50,000 a year, or you're married and earn under $100,000 a year, married filing jointly and earn under $100,000 a year, you can take qualified dividends and long-term capital gains out completely tax-free. Hopefully this was helpful to those of you who, like my client, want to pay the least amount of money to Uncle Sam and your state government as possible. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, if you do us a favor and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this podcast, leave us a review so other people can find us. And then also you can find us on YouTube. Just search Foundry Financial or Retirement Made Simple, and you should be able to pull us up. And you can also find our website at foundryfinancial.org. Until next time.